Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansone-Brack, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, an artist, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. We all enjoyed your art show. Did you get a lot of positive feedback from it?
Yes, I did. I got a lot of great feedback from it. And, yeah, it was a really, really good time. I think everybody had a great you know, it was a great event. I think everybody had a good time.
It was really, really cool.
Wow. And I will tell you, when I brought home my Auschwitz Nightmare, which I love because it's such an expressive piece of art, and I wanted it especially because of my play, My Struggle, my radio play, which is about a Holocaust survivor. And when I took it home and was staring at it, never in my life have I had palpitations. Well, you know, I always know I've had a past life in Nazi Germany. And my goodness, I felt as if I had run like 10 miles. My heart was pounding. It took me a full half an hour to like lie down, deep breathe, and stop the panic attack that it had brought on in me. So it stirred a past life for sure. I just want you to know that it was a powerful piece, you know.
Well, thank you very much.
Very powerful. And everyone enjoyed meeting you, especially like Amanda, who never met you before. So that was really, really.
I felt bad, though, because there were so many people there that, like, I literally, like, Amanda was there for a while. And what I did was, because I didn't want her, you know, because she came by herself, and I didn't want her to, you know, to be kind of, you know, like, on her own. And I really couldn't socialize in one area too long because I kept having to go, you know, bounce around. So what I did was I had two high school friends that came, and I just said, okay, come here. And I was just like, Tally, Melissa, Melissa, Tally, this is Amanda. Have at it. And I ran away. You know, so she hung out with my friends from high school for a while, you know, and then finally she had to go. But yeah, she was, she came down, you know, to support me, and that was awesome. And she stayed for a while, and, you know, it was really, really cool to have her there, and it was cool to have everybody there, you know.
Oh, wow. That's so great to hear. And of course, we have Andrew listening, so I'm just, like, well, I have him. I'm just confirming his reading with me tomorrow at 4, so I'm sure he hasn't forgotten, but yeah, since I see he's listening, that's
very
a good time.
Andrew forgets about you. Andrew loves you. He's not going to forget about his reading.
Oh, I hope not. And so we do have a lot of callers. And
yes, we do. Amanda did say that she wanted to come on tonight because she said that there's too much going on. So eventually we will get to Amanda. To keep the Block Talk gods happy. You know, we'll have to pick up somebody first, and then, you know, we'll probably get to Amanda a little bit later. Let's just make sure that we make a little bit of time for Amanda Fest today.
Okay, for sure. And I thought Pat was going to call in. She's the 347 number, but she hasn't called in so far. So whatever. But we do have Jane, who's the 516 with the 7220.
Yes.
And she calls in from time to time, and she let me know she would want to get through tonight. So, you know, you can, you know, see what she might have on her mind.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, and you just disappear her, Cindy, because she disappeared from my screen. Oh, no, I got her back.
Okay, she's on mine,
yeah. She disappeared and then she pops back on. So, all right. Hello, Jay.
Hi.
Hello, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you very well. So why don't you share with our listeners what's on your mind? I know you have a couple of things, but there was one thing you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, it's always something. As usual, I'm really looking forward to my reading. I think it's in a week or two or 2 weeks or something like that. But, you know, that most of the stuff will wait, of course. And just lately, I thought, you know, this is not inappropriate for the show. You know, do you possibly see a move in my future? Because, you know, I'm renting and, you know, I've been kind of moving around a little bit and I've been here for 4 years and I'm living with a bunch of very elderly, crazy people, amongst some nice people, but it's become kind of tense and a little bit difficult to feel comfortable. And I was just wondering if it's appropriate to ask if you see the possibility of settling down somewhere decent.
Yeah.
Finally.
And do you want to stay in Florida or do you want to move elsewhere?
You know, I don't think I have a choice at this point. And even, you know, Florida's getting very expensive. And, you know, on one hand, I wouldn't mind moving back to where I came from, but, you know, that's not going to be affordable for me. As you know, unless I meet a millionaire, but at my age, I'm not, you know, I've kind of ruled that out.
Right.
But,
it looks like a nice move. Are you looking? Have you been looking? Because it looks like a nice place for you here.
Where I am?
No, and yeah, a new, looks like a nice, you know, new location for you. Are you looking?
I'm not actively looking, no, because of the COVID situation is still ongoing, of course. And you know, I've just been, you know, busy. I haven't even seen your stuff on you know, that I want to catch up on. You know,
But how are you going to get another place if you're not looking?
I would have to start to look, obviously. But it really hit me today because it was like three encounters with three crazy people. And it's not me because it's unanimous that these are crazy people, you know, among some nice people. And those some nice people will, you know, they are basically on the same wavelength as I am at that. But they all, these nuts live right next door to me and above me. And so it's become a little tense to the point where, you know, I'm not comfortable in my own home. And does that make sense? And it's like everybody here is retired, like everybody. And it's like they don't have anything to do except be weird.
Yeah, I know. And they also, sometimes when people retire, especially if they retired when they were not that old and then now they're getting old,
yeah,
you get to be like, you know, kind of look at your business. Do you know what I mean? They're like, don't mind their own.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot of it. Yeah.
Always. But I would just, you're going to be leaving there probably maybe 3 to 6 months from now. So I would just What'd you say?
That's when my lease is up.
Yeah, that's what I'm just seeing you're going to leave. I would not renew that lease.
The only thing is that when you say leave, I don't want to go from the frying pan to the fire because, you know what I mean? It has to be a positive change.
Yeah, and again, remember, when you're renting an apartment, there's always going to be crazy people. So I don't know if you're going to be able
right.
to escape that. It's degrees of crazy.
Degrees, yeah.
You know, and, you know, just that's why I want you to start looking so you're not pressured.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so if you at least start looking and see a complex you would want to live in and maybe take some time to check it out a little bit, spend a little time. You know, just, it doesn't look like it's that far from where you are. Spend a little time in the complex around it. See how it feels, the vibe. But it looks like a nicer place than what you have now. I mean, the place you have isn't bad, but you know, do you want to try to go where there's not so many people that are retired? You're not in a retirement community, are you? It's just that they just...
I am. Yeah, it's a retirement community. It's
okay, so maybe you want to, if you go to one that's not a retirement community, sometimes it's a lot louder and noisier.
Exactly. It's like you can't win.
It's like six of one, half a dozen of another.
I'm old, but I don't feel it. You know, I don't consider myself like they like to get up at 6 a.m. and starting at 7, all shit can hit the fan. Here, excuse my language. It's like time to quiet,
like,
sometimes.
Like, I don't know where they're rushing to, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning just to retire. But it does look like...
And the landscapers, the people across the way, right directly across to me, they like to have their landscapers in at 7 a.m. because that's when they're allowed to do it.
That's ridiculous.
I know. Yeah, of course.
It's totally
ridiculous. But I'm sorry, interrupted.
It does look like you could find a place. I would just take this time now to make that one of your top priorities, to try to figure out where
right.
you want to go. You know, sometimes when you have to find someplace rushed, then it's not always going to be the best place. You know,
I was going to call the real estate agent that I dealt with when I came here. And I don't know that she's going to, you know, be the one, but I just was wondering if the cards indicate it would be good and peaceful to move. Because, you know what you've got. You don't know. And some of my neighbors are lovely. Some of them.
Oh,
you
I'm
know,
sure.
But, I mean, not everybody's batshit crazy.
Right. No, but you know, and the thing about it is the latest studies is the biggest bullies in the world are women 65 and over, which, you know, is my category.
Yeah.
And I don't want to think I'm the bully, but. They seem to be murdered to live with.
Well, actually, one very bad neighbor, and he's known. He's got so many violations. He lives in his mother's apartment. He bought it for $10. I was able to look it up, so he owns it. And, I'm going to try to make this brief, but I got along with him just as not want to be friends with him because he's a weirdo, but one time he demanded, because he was mooching internet from his elderly neighbor to the other side of him, and the elderly neighbor died. And he went to me for the second time because I'm next closest. He said, I would appreciate it if you would let me tap into your internet. He demands it like that. I said,
yeah,
no way.
He demands that you do something illegal for him that could land you both in jail. You know.
Yeah, and ever since then he's been harassing me in subtle ways, you know. And he also goes out on his terrace in his underwear and, you know, weird things. And he's known for that, you know. And but the thing is, I'm stuck here in this section. You know, it's like little individual modules of apartments, but they're all on top of one another. And, you know, ironically, I get along really well with a couple of people, but not here, not like right next to me.
Right. Well, is it possible to move to an apartment in the same complex?
You don't know what you're going to get either, because, you know, it's a lot of nuts here. And a lot of them are like, in fact, I have one closet that's not renovated. My apartment is renovated very cheaply because a lot of stuff is literally falling apart. Literally, that's another story. But it was new because, you know, somebody died here or something, I think. I don't know. But one closet was not touched, and it stinks, and I can't use it. You know, so that's the problem with the apartments here. Like, people die in them, and then they sit, and then they rent them out, and it's like you don't know what you're going to get, you know. And and then it's like not enough that I came home and I got harassed coming home, literally. Another person, this is another thing, they don't believe in COVID and they'll walk right in your face. So there's another person, a new pet owner or something down by the mailbox, and I just backed up when I saw him because I didn't have my mask on. I didn't expect to run into anybody. He starts harassing me like I have no right. He goes, what's the matter with you? You're another one? I'm not going to give you anything. I said, just back up, please. I'm just backing up. Just back away from me. And he starts acting like a five-year-old and jumping in front of me. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. You know? It's like, what?
Well, again, part of it is that your age is to let some people just let it go. Like, I think no matter where you're going to live, there's always going to be crazy people. Maybe your karmic
left.
Stop taking these people also personally. They're just nuts, and
I should have in that instance. I should have just walked the other way, and I kept walking, you know, until he moved. But I guess it just got to me because I just had the encounter with the other one.
You take it all so personally. They're just nuts. Once you don't take
it
personally.
Yeah, I can't. This guy, Dan, harasses. He's with the parking. Don't ask. He called the cops on me. He was harassing me. on Sunday, and it had to do with parking. He was mooching a parking spot, crowding me in. I moved over to his spot because I needed to move away from him because he wasn't using his spot for the last 3 weeks. And I said, I'm moving into your spot until you decide what you want to do. And then he called the police on me. And, you know, even they said they can't do anything, but just please move. So, you know. And but it was stress I didn't need, you know. I just said, like, you can have your spot. I said, just he's parking right on top of me, so I can't even open my door. He has a habit of playing with his car for literally an hour. He's got some kind of OCD.
Right. Well, and, again, just sometimes you just have to, like, learn to ignore certain people. They're just, he sounds like a real nut job. I mean, like, you can't win with him. But it does
right.
look like, start looking, because it does look like you could find something better for yourself and good. And, you know, just in the meantime, just try not to let these people stress you out so much, because.
Right. Most of the time I can, and, you know, but, you
know,
if
they catch you on a bad day, it's hard. If they catch you on a bad day, it's hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know.
I was just trying to go home with my stuff.
Right. And well, keep us posted about it, but I'm not, there's nothing, like, there's nothing bad in your cards. It definitely showed a move, and actually a good move, but start looking sooner than later, so.
All right, I'll try. And, you know, when I had my rental on Long Island, you know, when I first knew you, I got along with my neighbors. I actually socialized with some of them. You know, I mean, we would go out.
Yeah, but that
or,
was
you know,
a more upscale place, too, for one thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's part of it.
You know,
and, some of the people I used to know died in that place. I can't believe it. But anyway, other than that, and then after that, you know where I, you know, because I had to scale back, you know, the misery I went through with that, right?
Wow.
With those, remember those rented rooms I had? And,
well, yes, I do. Oh, yeah. So this is much better.
Well,
Keep
has to do with
posted and good luck to you.
Okay, thank you for listening, and thanks for the encouragement. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Well,
I can't wait. I can't wait. Okay, bye. Bye.
Right,
for sure. Bye.
Bye.
Nicole, I don't know if you've been noticing, but I think there's something happened as a result of COVID, and I'm seeing it with my clients now. So much tension in people, so much upset, so much like chaos. Like, I'm so overwhelmed with readings, it's unbelievable. Like, people just seem to be losing their minds, like, literally,
yeah.
Like, you know, saying they think they're losing their minds, they're having a breakdown, crying, hysterical. I don't know if this is, you know, because finally the world is open up, or it's people were shut down too long, what it is, but I don't know if you've noticed it, but man, the last week I've just noticed people really having a hard time of things.
No, I think that people, generally speaking, like, it's weird because I think in general, everybody was closed off. Everybody was shut down. We had issues acclimating to that, but that changed us, you know, and it made us maybe a little less tolerant. You know, it definitely changed us. You know, I know that, listen, I used to be bad when it came down to my road rage, you know, before when I was in traffic every day. Now, like, I've got no tolerance for people. I have no tolerance for people in my personal space anymore. Like, if I go to a grocery store and somebody's, like, too close to me, I'm kind of like, I get very, very standoffish, and I was never, ever like that before, you know? So this whole aspect of being closed off from everybody and segregated from everybody, I think it changed us. And now that we're trying to jump back into being social again, now that we're jumping back into, you know, to being able to go back to something that is somewhat normal, we don't know how to behave anymore.
No,
we literally just got finished acclimating to being alone and to being isolated. And now you're taking the same people and saying, oh, by the way, change your mind. You know, so, yeah, you're going to feel crazy and you're going to feel like you're losing your mind because, you know, you have this warped sense of what normal is now.
Right, exactly. I mean, and it's funny because even, you know, I still keep the people, like, 6 feet apart for the readings because not everybody's vaccinated and, you know, I want to be careful. And some people that know I'm vaccinated will, and they're vaccinated, want to will move closer, and I still don't want them closer. I don't know.
I know. It's really,
I don't know. It's weird. I'm like, no, don't come close, you know. So think we need to be, you know, we were here when the pandemic started, okay, and talking to everyone, and I think we need to talk a little bit about how much it's making people, they're just having trouble adjusting. I found with families, oh my God, people not getting along with their families and this and that. And
I'm sure COVID made the divorce rate, you know, skyrocket and go through the roof, and you know, or give at least people, you know, married folks and people in committed relationships, you know, the need for therapy. You know, because I mean, think about it. When you're with your loved one, and when even no matter how long you're married or what have you. You know, you've got work, you've got, you know, you've got things going on, you've got a little bit of separation. You're not spending 24/7 with that person, you know, and I'm sure that some people didn't know, you know, how annoying their significant other was until they had to spend 24/7 with them. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure that there was definitely a need for that because, you know, people, you know, jump into things, new relationships, I'm sure got, you know, you've got worse and then some probably went, got 10 times better. And the same thing for married people, you know, it's just, it was a very, very strange and weird dynamic, you know, and it's just, it's weird.
Right. And I just see, that's why even, you know, when Jane was, you know, expressing, you know, irritation with her neighbors and everything, I think there's all this feelings that everybody's irritated with everybody. Do you know what I mean? Like everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, maybe be a little cognizant about it, all of us, that maybe we're all a little neurotic right now, too, you know, like, and, you know, take it down a couple of notches with people.
Or
try to. You know, I just find, you know, my clients are all coming for readings, like, fed up with family members, fed up with their children, fed up with their mates, fed up with their parents, fed up with, it's just, I don't think in 25 years of doing this for a living, I have never seen this level of agitation. I didn't even see this level of agitation when the pandemic first started, which you would think people would be. This is like, I think, a year and a half of people have been under a lot of stress. You know, and that's something that, you know, you're going to see a little bit, and let's all try to be a little kinder to each other, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
And you're going to work on that road rage, please?
Well, I don't do anything. I just yell a lot. But it makes
and remember, oftentimes road rage isn't just road rage. It's frustration from a lot of other things. So maybe we want to see what else is going on that's making you feel this way. Okay. Okay.
What is
it, the frustration with the job? Is it, you know, just kind of think about what else might be aggravating you so. Okay.
Yep.
You know. Now we do have Pat. Oh, good. She called in. And would you like to?
Yes, she did.
Pat?
And it's funny because she literally, she called in just as you went on to Jane after saying, well, Pat said she was going to call in, but whatever. And I told her that you said that, and she thought it was very, very funny.
Oh, good. Good. Because I was like, she said she was calling.
I was like,
you know, I just wanted you to keep a heads up for it. Because once the shoe starts going on, a lot of times I'm in a psychic zone, which means I am not quite fully cognizant of normal things going around. So I could miss things like when people then call if they didn't call when they said they're going to do. I might just forget it then because I'm not in that zone of focusing on numbers and things like that. So I sort of try to tell people, you know, when I am in a psychic zone, I'm sharper and more brilliant in many ways than the average person, but I'm dumber than a donkey too about what's going on in front of me, you know? So it's just contradiction with things. So, you know, I can just look like when I'm doing psychic parties and and people ask me a simple question after I finish doing like 8 readings in a row, I don't even know how to answer it. Like, I'm like, what? Like, it's...
What is your name?
where did you park your car? I have a car, you know? So it's a little bit slower moving, my mind. So let's see what Pat... Did you get anything out of Pat, what she wanted to talk about?
Yes, actually. Pat basically said that, you know, she had a reading with you not too long ago. All right. And she said most of the things that you guys were talking about at that reading have come true. So, and right now, you know, she's dealing with, you know, the work situation and the issues with the boss and things like that. And, you know, basically she's just wants to, there have been some new developments there and she just wants to give you an update and give you some new intel. So here we go out to Pat. Hello, Pat, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Cindy. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, so your boss is now, he's away? I thought you said, is he away now?
Yeah, now he's away. But before he went away, this is my concern, because I know you told me not to trust him, which I don't. There was a rental sign. There was 2 signs before, you know, a commercial space for rent, which had been there for months, in a very visible place. But then the landlord decided to do some landscaping in front of this building and make it more like homey looking, so he pulled down the signs. Now, finally, the sign is up, and it was a very small size down sign on front, right in front of an air conditioning, you know, one of these window air conditioning units, which really isn't that noticeable. So before he left, I noticed he pulled down the sign. But what concerns me is, I mean, I don't want to be there working like an idiot, and then he's going to turn around and say, well, that's it, I turned the key in, and I'm out of here, and that's it, because he was on the phone. He was on his laptop. I don't know what he was doing. He has a separate laptop, and it seemed like maybe he was being interviewed for something in Florida. He did tell me that when he finally settles down there, he's going to work down there, because I know he's got a lot of expenses with his daughter's surgery and everything else. He closed the door, and from what I could like overhear, it seemed as if he was being interviewed himself for something, but he doesn't want to have an actual office in Florida. He prefers to work remotely. But my deal is I started to look and, you know, go on Indeed and, you know, fix up the resume here and there. And, you know, I have to accept the fact that I may have to find something where I may have to travel a little, you know, by subway, drive to the car to the subway station and then get there that way. It sounded like a nice job, but it was in a different part of Brooklyn. It's a shame because I'm 64 years old and I never really had to travel that far all my life. I realize I accept this. I mean, I need a job, and you can't always get everything that you want. So my question
is... Well, it's like you won't have to travel. Just, you know, you got to start looking seriously.
I am.
And if you got a job tomorrow, you leave him high and dry.
Definitely.
Okay? Because he's leaving you high and dry, okay? You know, he isn't going to give you... You've already said, you don't know if he'll give you 1 second warning, he'll be gone. So... it does look like you should be able to find something now. It's a good time. The world's opened up. You know, the field that you're in, people are going back to their dentists, they're going back to things now. You know, they're very busy. So I do see you getting a job and not too far from where you're working. So
from where I'm working or from where I'm living?
From where you're living now, you know, so it's not too far. And it might even be in the same area where you're working now, too. It doesn't look far. So.
You have a time frame or anything? Because I'm afraid I'm going to walk in there, like you said, don't trust him. I certainly don't. And I know you told me he's going to guilt me and say, oh, now you're leaving and this and that, because he's going to have a mess on his hands if I leave. No matter where I go,
that isn't your problem. That isn't your problem. Okay?
Correct.
Because if you wait till, I mean, yeah, you'll get laid off and you can collect unemployment, you know, that would probably happen for you. But he isn't going to... give you like, you know, $10,000 or $20,000, say here, now you can, you know, you get unemployment, you have this, you can find a job, relax. He's not going to do any of that for you. He's not going to give you any kind of a package when it's over with.
Oh, no, I know that. I know that because it's so damn cheap to begin with. That's why I feel, you know, terrible about the way that the whole thing went. Because he said to me, I can't give you something that I don't have. I can't sell it. Well, it's not my fault you can't sell it. You know what I mean? And yet I worked with you all this time, and nobody was there. There were so many leaks and floods. Thank God he had me in that office working you know, like today, she said to me, I called in late. Well, I was in the office. I only go in there like 2 hours a day like this, you know, when he's gone to bring in mail, and I am working. And he does give me money when he comes in here, when he works, when he's in New York. And he's telling me, do recall, call the people, in other words, to make them continue for their 6 months cleaning. He makes me feel like he's going to stay there. But then why do you turn around and take down the sign?
Right, exactly. And
that's
what
I don't understand that. I don't think he knows what the heck he's doing, to be honest.
No,
with
I don't think so either. So I do see you getting something else. You know, the day
soon, I hope, Cindy.
What?
No, getting something, you said. Soon, it should have been yesterday, right?
Yeah. And again, you know, don't take something that's too far away or travel yet, because you don't need to do that yet. You still have this job. You know,
mm-hmm.
just make sure it's something that seems to be, you know, what you want, not too far from you. Put it out to your mom and your dad and your sister exactly what it is you want, and let them help find it for you.
Here, I'm laughing. My sister, does she still
she's under obligation to help you, okay, because she certainly didn't help much on Earth.
I'm laughing.
Yeah, now she's under obligation to start doing some help. So, you know, with that piece of knowledge, you know, just start seriously looking, okay, and... like, it should be your full-time job, really, to look,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not, you know, and not something like, you know, the job you have now is not your full-time job, okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you. It may be, but you need to make looking for a job your full-time job.
No, it becomes full-time when he's here. When he comes to New York, that's why he's after me to call the patient. He wants to work 6 days a week. That's why I'm so exhausted. He wants the book filled. And, you know, by some act of God, I am able to get people, you know, to come in, thank God. But this is the pressure that's on me to fill the book. But by the same token, he took down the sign. And I don't know if he's looking for a job in Florida or what the final outcome is. And then I heard that he's selling his house in Florida. So he's like torn in 1,000 places. Not that I care, but I want to be out of there. Please, dear God, as soon as possible, really. Do you have like a month or a time frame? Because I know you told me.
You should have been out of there 2 years ago when I told you.
I know that.
So now
it's that.
Like, now tell God, I need out of here in the next 2 months. So let's get moving here, you know, and because that's what it looks like. You should get something. You know, this is not the best, easiest time, summertime, to get a job because a lot
of
you know, so it may be closer to September just because of the nature of, you know, things. So I would just keep looking, and it looks like by September you should have something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hang in there.
Thank you. And,
of course, you know, your mom and dad will help you. They'll always help you.
Any messages from anybody? Anybody talking? When I call you, they don't talk.
Yeah, they're just saying pretty much that they're helping, but you have to, like, you know, get a more positive mindset going because it's sabotaging some of what's going to happen. So start, you know, saying a great job is coming, you know, say what you want, and be more positive because it could help a little bit easier. Your dad wishes he were here to actually just help you in every physical way too. Like, you know, he wishes he were here a lot. You know, he said you were a very good daughter, by the way. Do you know that you were a good daughter?
Oh, I was with him. So I was there when she passed, my mother. But, I mean, I always lived with them, even when I was married. I lived on the second floor. But I took care of him with every doctor's appointment. I never missed one. No,
right.
I mean, God.
Well, that's why
that
he wishes he were here to, you know, return the favor, you know, to just be here to financially or, you know, physically take some of the load off of you, you know, because I think that's what's happening. You're feeling like you feel very alone in with all of this. And
well, that's
not
the reason why I'm not positive. Yes, you're right. I was going to say that.
Right. And so he's saying, but we are here. Okay. We are here and we're going to help you. You haven't gotten something yet because this job is still here now, and if you were desperate, they could probably bring you a job very quickly, but it wouldn't be better than what you have now. So if you're going to make a job switch, let it be better in the place that you're going to stay till you retire at this point.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You don't want to switch now for, you know, a year and then another job. So just keep in mind that they're not just bringing you anything. They're going to bring you something that you're going to stay at.
Well, that's what I prefer and I want.
And that's what I'm saying.
You know, yeah. And him, I don't care. What do you think? He's going to be pissed off when I tell him I leave? You know,
and again, you're going to have to say you're a single woman and you have to take care of you, okay? Like, you don't have anyone, you don't have any family, you have nobody to fall back on. It's just you, you know, and that's important, you know, that let him know, like, you have no choice in this.
Yeah,
you know,
because, I mean, I don't know if he's going to turn around and hand the key into the landlord. You know,
right.
I mean, people, it's opening up. Yes, a lot of people are going away on vacation. So how are you going to schedule people for July and August? It may be even harder. But
right,
yet
exactly.
I work so hard. You know, like today, he got checks mailed, you know, from patients, insurance companies. He made a very nice bit of money there, didn't he, for the time
right.
that he was here. You know what I'm saying? But it's not really
right.
coming
well,
my way.
That's why, you know, just make sure you know, concern yourself with you, okay? Like, don't even think about him. Oh, good people tend to think about everybody else all the time and
you
feel bad
me, yeah.
for everybody else. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Although he doesn't care about you. That's a trait we have to work on a little bit because that's what gets us screwed over because we are loyal to people that don't deserve our loyalty, you know? So I don't, and then it's not your nature to leave him high and dry. You've known him a long time, but he can get somebody from a temp place. I'm sorry, he'll get somebody, and you know, he'll let him have the work days from hell because you're not there. You know, maybe he needs to learn to treat people a little better. You know,
definitely.
And so we'll just leave it at that. Well, call in again and let us know when you find this job. It looks like it should be very, very, very soon.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Cindy. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, and your mom just blew you a big kiss.
Oh, that's nice. Are they together, those three? Just want to ask you this.
Right now they are because you're here, you know. Right now they're all together. You know, they're not always all together any more than people are all together on Earth all the time. They have their separate, you know, life review to do and things where they can't be together. But
did she
right
have
now,
a do-has, my sister?
Does she have what?
Did she ever do her life review?
She's doing it a little better now. She's actually more cooperative. Okay, she's a little bit humbled, I have to tell you. Okay, she's a little bit humbled, and, you know, she's genuinely trying to be helpful to you. So,
I get the feeling she bad-mouthed me to cousins. I don't hear from my cousins. On my father's side, I don't know, she was particularly close to one. And I could find that kind of odd. I mean, you know, I lost a sister. You can't call up and, you know, how you doing? Like, holidays were rough. She died in November, you know that.
Right.
So, you know, like, I expected a little bit better interest from cousins. I just get the feeling that maybe she bad-mouthed me. I don't know. But
I think she's not going to admit anything, but she will try to make up for whatever wrongdoing she did, is what she just said. So let's see if she can help you get a job. That would make up for a lot of stuff, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
Let's
definitely.
See from that.
Well, thank you so
good luck in your job hunt, and let
thank
us know.
Thank you for the wonderful reading. You were so fantastic, so uplifting.
Well, you know
no
what?
Idea.
That's what we're here for. Like, remember, I don't know if you were listening to the show, people are starting to sort of break down. People are having little mini breakdowns from the year that we've all been through. So
yes.
Just, like, yes. If we all just kind of collectively say, okay, we're all going through this, and let's just hang in there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with you, you're in a field where people neglected their teeth for a year and a half. You're going to find that you're more than necessary. Okay, you're like, you're something people need to go to, and it looks to me like the dentist you're going to work for, and it does look like a dentist again, looks really appreciative of your skills.
Oh, I hope so, because this guy really wasn't.
No.
You know,
well,
then
yeah.
I'll see the difference, you know what I mean, between
yeah.
the two of them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, sure. Well, good luck, team. We're going to try to get a few other callers tonight.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Nicole. Thank you so much.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, Nicole, are you job hunting too?
Yes and no.
You're pretty content where you are?
No, not at all.
Okay. I know you're not, because that's your road rage, darling.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what it is. No, I'm not content at my job. I'm not really happy at my job. You know, they cut, you know, salaries, and they're doing things, you know, that they keep hiring more people while they cut the original people, and they didn't, you know, they're not making any plans, I don't think, to, you know, restore what they took away from us. So whatever's whatever with them. The only reason why I'm tolerating my job right now is because of the art show and everything else. I did start my own company so that I can actually do this legitimately and so that I can kind of get it off the ground. And the job that I have now is just enough to pay the bills, you know, at least, you know, I mean, obviously with Lisa's job's help, but my job right now is just enough to pay the bills and give me the flexible schedule that I need to still continue to create and get, you know, more and more pieces on my website so that I can try to, you know, maybe transition into working for myself eventually, you know, and get enough of a business going where I could, you know, leave them all together and then just support myself through my art and everything else. So that's the only reason why I'm tolerating it. It's a means to an end right now, but I'm working on an exit strategy, you know, that is completely fueled by my new company. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, that's great. And you know, I'm a person who definitely believes in people being self-employed. It has worked for me my entire life, so I think it could work for you too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I'm just going to make a go of it and see what happens. And if that means that I get enough of business on my own where I can just even switch jobs, you know, and still kind of do my own thing while, you know, doing something for somebody that I want to work for, that I'm happy to work for, then, you know, that's also on the table as well. But for right now, I'm just focusing on just getting my company up and running and making sure that it's in a good place before I start to make any other transitions.
Oh, well, that is very good. Now, I guess we'll go to Amanda Fest, please.
Yes.
She has some good news. So I think we could use some upbeat, happy news tonight, don't you think?
All right, cool. Let's go on to Amanda Fest. Hello, Amanda Fest. You are on the air.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. Now, can you share all this wonderful news? Because if you could see everybody freaking out about everything. So we need some happy news.
There's no need to freak out. There's no need to freak out. Except me. Yeah, not really. So I got accepted to flight school, and I am moving to Seattle, Washington for 6 months, starting in August.
Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I know. It's exciting. And now you're not going to be working during that time, right, at all?
No, I'm not. Without my grandfather, of course, he was nice enough to co-sign for a loan for me, and I got a nice, you know, over $100,000 for the school, and then, of course, housing. So, no, I won't be working, but that's okay. It's only going to be 6 months, and when I'm done, I'll be able to, you know, get a nice job flying. You know, something that I've only dreamed of, you know, for the past few years. And it's just, it's amazing. I'm so excited.
Great, great. And you deserve it. And, you know, you have a lot of courage because you're picking up and going to live in another whole place where you've never lived before. So that's a pretty brave thing to do, don't you think?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I'm not gonna know anybody. I'm literally just picking up and I'm, you know, I'm leaving. I'm single. I have no kids. There's nothing tying me down. And you know what? I figure if I'm just gonna go for it, then I'm gonna go for it. And you know, just run my lungs a little bit. You know, there's a lot of world out there.
For sure.
I love my home, but you know, it's time. It's time for me to just be an adult and just enjoy and you know, really just see where I'm gonna end up. And I'm nervous. But you know what? I'm excited. I'm excited too.
Well, that it looks very good. Let me just pull a few cards on the the Seattle experience. It looks very good. Big changes. It looks like you have a soulmate coming too. So, everything looks good. And I got the Ace of Pentacles at the end of all this is a great job. So,
oh my God.
So that's like, let's focus on the fact that career is very important to you, and this is a career you're going to absolutely love. And again, you're investing in yourself. It's a lot of money, but you'll make a lot of money as a pilot. You'll be able to pay that off.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
I'm so excited.
And I imagine. And your grandfather was very nice to co-sign that loan, by the way.
Oh, my God. I was so scared to even ask. And he didn't even question it. He was just like, okay, what do we have to do? And that was it. Like, he didn't even think about it.
Now, is it a school loan that you got?
Yeah, it's a federal student loan.
Good.
So
perfect.
I'll have 6 months of, just saving my money and, being able to, for the monthly payments and stuff. So that'll be very, very helpful. I'm so excited. I'm honestly, I cried every day, so far. But happy tears. Very, very happy tears. Some sad tears as well, because obviously, I'm leaving the only place that I've ever known.
Right, but you're only leaving it for 6 months unless you decide you love it there, then you might stay.
I don't think I'm gonna stay in Seattle. I didn't want to go to Tennessee, that's been where I've wanted to go for, the past 2 years as well. I'm gonna do
okay. Well, anyways, thanks for sharing your story with us, and that's the best news. We needed some positive, upbeat news. Somebody who something's going their way and who's making a positive career change, who's being proactive about it. And, maybe that's some of the message. People have to be really proactive when they're seeking a job change or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't have to put your homework in it and do it,
Yeah.
And where there's a will, there's a way. That's what you've just proven.
Yep, exactly.
Right? Where there's a will, there's a way. Well, thanks for sharing with us. We're going to try to get another caller. And up and away.
That's right, Nicole. And I'm going to text you later, Nicole. What's that? I said I'm going to text you later because I still want you to make something for me so I can take it with me.
Okay. I know, Amanda, your connection's so bad we can't hear you.
Your connection is done.
It's terrible.
What are you doing over there?
I'm outside, actually. That's so weird. I
don't know.
I was texting.
I'm going to text
you. Okay. I'm going to text you.
Okay. Text. Okay. Bye for now. Okay. Let's see what Debbie Tony might have to say today.
Yes, ma'am. Debbie Tony, how are we?
Well, that's kind of weird because I was like, I wonder if she's going to pick up. And I don't know how I know these things. Okay. Well, because I think you were talking about career change, and I went, well, I'm certainly getting some good signs from that class that I'm in.
Are you?
I don't remember having this kind of positive feedback when I was a kid. And I don't know if it's because I'm a better performer now, but, I don't remember being called dynamic and brilliant and all these, words. I'm like, I don't know. Either I'm much better now or I was stupid when I was being told I was good when I was a kid and I wasn't listening and easily discouraging myself.
I think you spent the last year and a half during COVID really perfecting a lot of your acting, performing skills. You didn't sit or it's like you took an extensive class in acting and everything else. Okay, so you were always a good performer, but I think you learned a lot now and that you're also having more confidence because of, you know, you've gotten a lot of positive feedback all year in general.
That's true.
I think that's really helped. I think it's really helped you believe in yourself. And in believing in yourself, it makes it easier to get out there and perform better. So I think it's a combination of things. But, you know, I'm so proud of you and happy that you're, you know, feeling good about your performing skills, ready to get out there and do what you need to do to conquer the world. And, you know, and not getting into the feeling like, you know, I'm getting too old, I should do something else, because that's sometimes what performers get when they start getting over 50. They start thinking, oh, maybe I need to do something else. No, there's plenty of roles, things for people that are older. And,
well, that's, again, the feedback I'm getting. They're like, oh, no, you're perfect. You're at the perfect age. You're at the perfect. You're the perfect character actors. You're perfect. This is perfect. This should, your timing is perfect. I'm like, wow, okay. And this is like three different people except my mother. Anybody except my mother.
Well, that goes with the territory of certain disempowering mothers, okay? Yeah, if I was waiting for my mother to compliment me, like when I was growing up, or and forget it, it was never going to happen, okay? So there's certain people, you know, maybe you need to not involve her in your career at all. I think you need to have a serious discussion with her that any conversation about your career is off the table with her.
Wow.
And that she's not even permitted to come see your shows. You don't want her there. Because she's not a supportive person. And say, Mom, I love you, but this doesn't do me any good. Okay, this is not helping. And maybe reinforce that, like, behavior modification for a while so she learns to stop it.
Yeah, because, like, when she gets to the performance itself, she's supposedly proud of me and talking to people about how wonderful I am, but there's always a but. They don't realize. She says, but, you know, there's so many other people with talent in the world. You know, this is, I guess people must ignore that because that's not the feedback people say that she says about me. So what's the truth?
And so, you know, just, you know, maybe she has her own jealousy about you and, you know.
You told me that.
And so just don't, you know, listen to her, because if you listen to her, you're going to find yourself, you know, not doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, which is your career and you believing in yourself. I mean, there's nothing worse than having people say they don't like what you do. I mean, they don't, you know, I always feel sorry for James Joyce, whose wife used to tell him, why don't you write something people want to read? And maybe there's some truth to that with his writing, but the point is it must have been terrible for him to hear that from his own wife all the time.
Mm.
You know, sometimes the people in our immediate, you know, world can be disempowering. And
so that brings me also to the church. They are not, there's nobody right now. The choir director got another job. The new director came in. They did not, the organist is now the co-director. She did not call me for the entire month of June. I did one wedding. And you're telling me there's only one wedding? There's like six things a week. And she's not using me. She just refuses to use me. I don't know why she's giving all the work to Dory. I don't understand why she doesn't like my voice or what she doesn't like about me. But she's in the position of power. I got no work again.
So then maybe you need to go to another church.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like the doors are definitely closing on that church. Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, sometimes if we're not wanted in one place,
we go elsewhere.
Yep.
Okay.
We take our talent elsewhere. That's kind of like good. Let's bless that church. You learned a lot of the skills that you needed to learn there, but now you can take them anywhere.
Okay.
And maybe you need to get involved with two or three other churches so you're never dependent on one.
One.
I mean, when I was an independent contractor as a children's entertainer and a belly dancer, I worked for many agencies and had my own. I was never dependent on one. Because what if they went out of business? What if they stopped? What if they, you know, what if they got somebody to work for a dollar cheaper? You know, so you may need to just expand your horizons more so you have a little more more churches that you deal with.
Okay.
And not take it personally, because sometimes it's just, you know, it's hard not to take people personally because maybe she doesn't like you for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But just move on from it. Like,
yeah.
I think of anything, the theme of tonight's show has been, you know, if people aren't appreciating you, Pat's boss never appreciated. I told her to leave that job 2 years ago.
Okay.
Like, if people aren't appreciating you, if they're not, you know, then it's time to move on. It's time to go elsewhere. And
I mean, there's a new director. So I haven't met him yet, and I said to myself, oh, maybe he's your soulmate. Maybe everything's going to change. But my gut isn't kind of feeling that. That was kind of like a make-believe positive thought going.
What do they call that? There's a term for that now, toxic positivity.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
oh.
When you're trying to be positive, when it's not really going to be a positive situation, and then it ends up to be not good. Like, there's, you know, it's not being negative, it's being realistic. If you're in a place where you're not being appreciated, whether it's a relationship, a job, you know, wherever.
Well, I didn't meet him yet. Is that being negative to not give it a chance? I mean,
you can give it a chance and then trust your gut.
Okay.
But, you know, I think, you know, sort of the mantra is if we are with family members that are disempowering us, then maybe we don't allow them in our creative world. Maybe we just say we don't really want your feedback because there are certain people that will always, you know, make you feel like you didn't do a good job. I found as an entertainer, I never really wanted people who knew me to watch my shows. When I was a belly dancer, it was all illusion entirely. And I have a whole different personality when I was doing it. It wasn't what, you know, you might associate with me. And I felt uncomfortable almost in front of people that knew me in my everyday life because it was just, and maybe they don't understand that it is a persona. It is an act in some ways. It is being an actress, being something. And, you know, so I was always more comfortable with people not that I didn't know. Because they don't know me any other way. And I was also very careful to never drop that persona when I was leaving, if they were chit-chatting with me. I never dropped that persona and never changed in front of anyone into my own street clothes because that would blow the illusion, wouldn't it?
Right, sure.
And so I think part of it is, you know, your mom knows you as Debbie, and, you know, her daughter, and when she sees you as a performer, she's not able to separate that, like, you know, that you're not her daughter on that stage. You're whatever character you're portraying at that moment.
Okay.
You know, and... you know, your father was your biggest fan because he just stepped into the room like he's your biggest fan. And, you know, you don't have him cheering you on, but he's just saying without him balancing the thing with and keeping her in check,
she
may do more harm than good.
She's getting out of control a little bit. Now she doesn't want to move because she doesn't want me to live away from her. She's really holding on. She's like got her claws in now, and it's getting. I am anxious tonight, to be honest. I was, when you were talking about anxiety, I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to let it go, but it's starting to build again. And I think it's because of the situation. There's no break between floors. It just, I feel very tense because of the
right.
And
remember, I'm just giving a little heads up.
Yeah.
There's an energy of depression, anxiety. Throughout our culture right now, and people are empaths and feeling it, it's making it worse. I mean, I have had so many clients that are very stable people normally telling me they're losing their minds. Okay. And it really struck me as being, oh my God, I just want to put a heads up there.
Okay.
That this is an anxious time for everyone.
Okay.
And let's keep that in mind.
Okay. Because I don't even know why. It's like, why do I feel this way? Why do I wake up feeling this way? It's not me. Like, I feel like it's not all me. So I think it's my mom. But it could also be what you're telling me. Also, maybe Jupiter's in retrograde. Who knows? That could be it, too. But maybe that's why I feel this kind of energy, because it's out there in the world.
It's out there very, very, very strongly.
Okay.
So, you know, and... you know, it almost is overwhelming me because I'm so swamped with people wanting readings, and I'm like, I can't. You have to wait. I can't do it. You understand? Everybody in the world is having a breakdown. I can't squeeze you in. I have 50 people with a breakdown tonight. You know,
and you are so together.
And what happens is if I don't take my breaks as I need them, I'm going to break down.
Right.
It's the first time in my life I've actually felt extreme fatigue.
And I'm like to people, I can't. I'm beyond fatigued. I'm beyond tired. And if I break down, is as good as it going to be? So just keep in mind, we're in a very strange energy time.
Okay. I'm going to stick it out a little longer.
Okay. And, you know, before we hang up, I'll tell everybody we have on July 23rd, we're going to have a nice viewing of our show via Zoom, The Karma Bums, which I think might be something people will get a kick out of. I think it's timely and fun. And, cool. We're going to have a talk afterwards. So we'll be giving you more information about that as we get it under our belts, what everything's happening. But I'm looking forward to that. Aren't you, Debbie? I'm looking forward to that.
It was such a great cast. We didn't even feel like it was a Zoom play. We felt like it was real life theater. And it's a brilliant bunch. Everybody's so talented and wonderful people. So it's a great energy, and I think people will really love it. It's got all kinds of moments, happiness, laughter, intensity, sadness, a lot of great acting. I loved it. We all loved it.
Right. So that's what we're looking forward to that. So that's July 23rd. Okay, well, good night, everybody. Bonkagree is about to knock us off.
Okay.
Bye. Have a great evening, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, Nicole.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Nicole.
Good night, Nicole.
Good night, guys. Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.